Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You had talked about the definition of insanity. I take a minute to look in the mirror about that. I take issue with what you said. I'm a compassionate, competitive man.
We'll bring out a curveball machine.
Last year, he struck out 7 per 9. This year, he's striking out 7.3 per 9. So, I'm not sure. That sounds like consistency to me.
Well, it is consistent until, you know, you're down 5-2.
You don't acknowledge my acknowledgement of
emotional armor, physical armor.
Gabe, if he ran, Kinsler wouldn't have dropped the ball. Hold on.
This isn't a matter of being honest and forthright. It's a question of common sense. Okay, just like I said. And what you're saying right now isn't common sense. It doesn't make sense what you're saying.
It isn't common sense that he was benched last year for not running.
I'm really glad we're talking about this issue.
Yeah, and then he did it again less than a month later, Gene Segura, and he didn't get benched again. But then Cesar, what did he call him? Hernandez did the same thing, but they benched him, but they didn't tell him?
Right. He's like, oh, I thought I had the day off.
Right. Yeah, the reporters ran right to him, and he's like, I'm not benched. What are you talking about? Gabe saying he benched him, and he's like, no.
That was classic.
Yeah.
So did he give him the day off?
I'm pretty sure he didn't tell him he was benched.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he told him he gave the day off, and he told the media that he sat him because of it.
So he tried to bench him behind his back.
Without telling him. Like he's not going to be asked about it?
Certainly, like, in response to yesterday and him not being on second base in a moment that was really important to us. I think what's important to recognize is that going forward, we have to fight for every last inch.
Right, which is exactly what you needed to do with Segura. But then you can't tell him he's just got the day off. Like, good, great, you know, great playing recently, Cesar. Take a day off. Kick your feet up.
Yeah, we benched him.
We benched him. What are you doing? See, like, and that's where, and again, like, if you have an experienced front office that knows what the hell they're doing, this stuff doesn't happen. He was on his own or being guided the wrong way. Joe Giglio joins us right now. Gabe Kapler's biggest supporter. In fact, on the Once and For All Day.
Uh-oh.
Joe had Joe was you know really
16
lobbying
hours,
for his
man.
Guy. Yeah, straight.
Day. That might be the most impressive thing I've seen anybody do here. At
I
WIP.
Was tired by the end of that. That was a lot of talking.
Yeah. But it's one thing to be talking. It's one thing to be defending Gabe Kapler for 16 hours,
fighting off the masses who did not want to defend Gabe Kapler.
Yes, well, you did, Joe. How are you feeling today? Gabe makes his triumphant return back to Philadelphia.
I'm excited about the game. We got a win yesterday. Nola was incredible, so I'm glad they got a win because the Giants guys, they're not bad. I mean, this will not be an easy series with Philly, so I'm glad they got a win yesterday. And listen, I'm hoping the Phillies win, but. I'll be watching to see how Gabe does. And the reaction tonight, I know you guys were talking about it. You think he's getting booed tonight?
Yes.
I don't.
Yeah, I think there'll be a smattering of boos, but it's such a small crowd that mm-hmm. It's not going to be one of those things we replay for years, like the Hardy
right.
boo. It won't be loud enough.
But will the cheers be loud enough
to drown out
the boos?
How many cheers are there going to be? I'm not going to be at the game. Who's cheering?
You got to cheer. You say you're not going to the game.
I'm not going
to
be there.
So, because they,
you got to get a casual thank you slap, right?
So, legitimate question. Do they announce him when they're doing the starting lineups? I know he's not going to come out of the dugout or anything.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
So
a pitching change.
Right. So, the first time you're really going to get an opportunity to see what the fans do is when he comes out of the dugout for a pitching change.
Right.
If Gabe was smart.
He would just
let Gosman go a complete game.
Yeah, you already
or do a change.
Or just tell the other coach, let somebody else do it.
No, Gabe's not backing down from coming out.
Oh, he can't be a coward about it. He's been booed here before.
Okay, then what's the big deal, Ian?
Well, you just make sure you take your pitcher out. They go full inning. That way you don't have to come out to the mound to make a pitching change. It's possible he doesn't even come out.
I'm just saying, if you're worried about the booing, then don't come out.
Well, he's worried about the booing. I believe he's worried. He was asked about it, and he said he doesn't know the reaction, but he's like, you have it, Jack? It's so cute how he talks about it. Listen.
What kind of reception do you think you're going to get from fans?
I don't know. I don't know. It's not something that I don't want to say like thought about it. I have, but like making that prediction is, I just don't know where to begin.
Oh, doesn't know where to begin. Well, I do believe that if he is seen tonight, he will get, I mean, it's not going to be Scott Rolen coming back to Philadelphia from St. Louis, but you know, I don't think it's going to be a warm reception. He just didn't connect here. He struggled to be accepted here. He wasn't accepted here. It got off to a rough start with the Aaron Nola things. And it's just like the more he had his players back, and I think if he would have been smarter, and again, I blame the front office as much as I blame him for guidance on it. Like if he would have, like, Pete McCannon, he wasn't a successful manager here, didn't have very good teams, but he had no problem not being personal with a player, not ripping him. But like when say like, no, I think he could have done a better job there. Or like what he did with Cesar Hernandez later on. Like, no, you have to hustle on every play.
Yeah, the funny part, you said connecting. And that's exactly it. He did not connect with this city. People didn't believe in him. The craziest part is the way people reacted is as if they were a terrible team for 2 years. They weren't. They were a mediocre team, right? The second year we hoped they'd be good, and they weren't. But his record here was basically 500. And the way people talk about him, the way the reaction is as if he came here and it was a winning team and it became a 100-loss team. They weren't bad when he was here. It just was a really strange and kind of different 2 years.
I agree. And this is where, you know, people like yourself, John, even myself who believe that, you know, maybe he got a little bit too much criticism, but I do believe some of it was warranted. But the intensity behind it, I believe, stems from how he addressed certain issues. So that built up.
Yeah.
Because you're right. If you're just going by the record and where the team was, they were certainly a better team after he left than they were prior to him coming
here.
Yeah,
I mean, most of the stuff we talked about was press conferences, how he talked to Angelo, what he said after the game. It really wasn't about – I mean, they obviously Nola, that's the one we talked about opening day. But I'd say he managed here 360-something games, right? I mean, how many did we really get upset at something he did? 10, 12,
in-game,
right?
The Gene Segura thing was a big deal.
Yep.
And Nola,
opening day, obviously.
And the fact that Segura did it again a couple weeks later, and then he had other players do it again, it just reinforced the whole point of you didn't nip this in the bud when it started. Now the guys are continuing to do it. Then he doesn't actually tell his player to his face that he's benched. I mean, it's just – but I mean –
Well, think about this. Think about how much of that is attached to Gabe Kapler as opposed to Gene Segura. And this is where – listen, Gabe may have thought – he was doing Gene Segura a favor, or he was having his guys back, and ultimately that's what he was doing. He took the brunt of that for Gene Segura. Think about it. Gene Segura is still here.
Yep.
Is he one of the more hated players on the team?
Nope.
No.
Okay, then. So that lets you know.
No, we forgot about it.
Exactly. Well, no, we didn't forget about it. Because we're still talking about it, but we attached that situation to Gabe.
Right, as if he's the one who didn't run.
Exactly.
And not Segura. It's so true.
Because, you know why? Because Gabe did more of the defending of it.
That's true.
That's
why.
Yep. Yep. All right.
It was like he almost took it on himself.
He took the blame for it.
He took the blame for it.
He did. Yep. He did. Yeah, he was willing to take the bullets for the general manager, for the president, for the players, for everybody. In the end,
that's why I could never have any true dislike or ill feelings towards Gabe.
Well, he was the best friend of all these struggling players. Like, think about it, when Scott Kingery stunk, and he still stinks, right?
Right.
He's not here. Whose fault was? Well, Gabe's putting him in too many positions, right? The players never got real blame, especially the young players.
True.
It was always on Gabe Kapler. And I mean, look, the bottom line is they're still a mediocre team. Like, we hope they get out of this and they become good, but mediocre with them, they're mediocre without them.
Yep, it hasn't changed. That hasn't changed.
I remember you used to say this, Joe, back then, and it's so true. Anytime that we're talking about the manager more than we're talking about the actual players.
They love it.
Yes.
It's because the players aren't good enough.
Yes. And we spent just about every game talking about Gabe.
Always. It was amazing. I mean, managers, usually
he carried the team for 2 years as far as talkable things.
True.
He did.
All right. Well, listen, go huddle up and get ready for leading off
as the
Phillies and the Giants in a special pregame show leading off for Joe Giglio as Gabe makes his return. Will Gabe be calling in the – no, probably not. Right?
He did, but didn't he call in to show
him.
Joe? Oh, he texted him. Oh, okay. Yeah, 16 hours, brother. That was – you deserved the call in for that.
Gabe Kapler will never be on a radio station again in Philadelphia.
Never.
That I am almost 1,000% sure of. All right, a couple phone calls here, then the text line. Let's go to David, Germantown, Pennsylvania. Dave, or German, Philadelphia. David, what's up?
Good evening, guys. How are you?
How are you, buddy?
What's up, David?
I'm fine. He's back. I told you. Oh, man, y'all leave that man alone, man. Y'all got to acknowledge his acknowledgement. His favoritism. What's wrong with y'all? This guy's a real guy. I love Gabe, man. Gabe is all right, even though he's got veins coming out of his earlobes. He's all right. But my thing is, why is it such a big deal with Gabe? You know what I mean? Like, why? Why? Why does everybody either despise this guy? Everybody was happy when they ran him out of town. When he wins, it's like the players did it. His managerial theory is not up to par.
Right. Say,
you know, what everybody else is thinking. It's all right to think out the box. I get it. You know? That's why Santana took the bet to the TV.
And you know what, David?
Was that in his first year?
Yeah, that was after his first year. Yeah. No, but David, it's a great point. That kind of stuff was allowed to where veterans were so frustrated. Carlos Santana took a baseball bat to the TV that the guys were allowed to go back there and game when they're losing at the end of the season. A guy like Carlos Santana is furious that they're falling out of the playoffs, and the manager didn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Didn't do anything about it. And, like, that's where, like, you can blame Klentak for a lot of things. You can blame McPhail and the organization or whatever. But that's something that Gabe can't let happen. He's a former freaking player. Well, you can't let that happen, to not say anything that will allow that to go on. And we find out through, a Sports Illustrated article or the following year? It's like, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, but I would even say this. Matt Klentak and them allowed it to happen.
They did.
General managers are involved with everything else. Was he setting the lineup card? I mean, at one point, we thought they were doing that.
Probably.
So you think Carlos Santana hadn't said something to someone of importance that this is going on and nobody will do anything about it? I'm sure a veteran like Carlos Santana said something to where that got to upstairs.
Sure.
Because his first reaction would have been to tell Gabe, okay, if Gabe doesn't do anything, now I got to say something to somebody else.
If Dombrowski's running the organization, that doesn't fly.
Right? I'm just saying.
There's a lot of things that are different.
I'm just saying, if you're losing games and you're falling out of contention, I'd be surprised if Santana's first reaction was to just go take a bat to all the TVs. Right? He had to have said something to somebody first.
Out of frustration because no one did anything about it.
Because no one did anything, yes.
Yep. Let's go to AJ Ambler. AJ, how are you?
I'm doing great.
All right.
Timing's awesome. Because I got a few things to counter with Mr. Joe Giglio first. I know he's not on the line, but.
Oh, he's listening.
Okay, well, Joe, this is to you. Number one. Gabe Kapler's going to get booed like nobody's business tonight, and I'm not going to the game, but it's going to happen. Did you hear what happened to Matt Moore the other night when he started getting racked? 8,000 fans, I heard a lot of boos when he started giving it up.
But that's a performance boo, right? Like, I felt the same way. Why would you want to go down to a game and boo Gabe Kapler?
I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because Philadelphia, the point was made earlier. He didn't connect. Let's be honest. Gabe was the biggest BSer, managerial-wise, coach-wise in the city in the last 25 years, easily. And I have a big case to point this out. This is my point. This was one of the top five Gabe Kapler moments. First season. And the other thing to counter to Joe is this, while we're on the subject. One of the reasons why he's not liked very well is how badly did the Phillies finish the season the 2 years Gabe was here, and actually the same way last year. They stunk.
Right, well, he wasn't the manager last year.
September.
He wasn't the manager last year.
19 and 18.
Well, what about last year?
I know, they stunk.
But that was Joe Girardi.
Right, I know that. But Gabe had 2 years of the same thing.
I know, and then they did it. But AJ, I got to run, because we got to do the – I wish it would have gotten to you earlier. But, like, you're – so are you gonna have energy and hate to boo Joe Girardi, or is it proving to you that it's not about the manager, it's about the organization and the roster and the team, Right? Like Gabe Kapler didn't succeed here. He got fired after 2 years. I don't have energy to go boo a guy that just didn't succeed. I boo guys that are based on a performance I'm frustrated during a game or somebody that I personally didn't like. Mm-hmm. Right? Like Doug Collins to me. If Doug Collins were like, would I boo Doug Collins if he was introduced as a coach of a team? I mean, I don't even know if I'd do that, but I feel a certain way towards Doug Collins. Like, he rubbed me the wrong way on its way out the door.
Well, here's the other thing with that, though, for fans. And we've talked about Gabe really being attached to Klintak and Andy McPhail. Well, when are the fans going to get a chance to boo them?
Yeah, we...
They're never going to see him.
We'll never see Matt Klintak again.
Not in a position where you can boo the guy. Man. So Gabe is a representation of them still.
Right.
So I would expect some boos. Listen, what are they going to have? 8,000, 8,500, 9,000 down there?
11,000 now.
Okay, 11,000. I don't know. If he comes out there, they're going to boo him. Right?
Yes.
He's going to get some. He just is.
Yep.
I don't know how bad it's going to be. I don't know. I guess I'll be tuned in to find out.
Yep. I can't imagine a warm reception to Gabe coming out. You'll have some people that clap that are just loyal Phillies fans, but for the most part, it is what it is. It is what it is. Let's get to the text line, Jack. What do you got?
Text line.
I appreciate the work you guys are putting in this afternoon. I am hoping to not get booed. Gabe on his way to the stadium.
That's a pretty good game.
Pretty good, Matt.
Pretty good game.
Matt is back, I see.
Okay. And what's up, Buffalo Battle? Yeah. What's next?
Is it safe to say that Kapler loves ball? Mike in Birdsboro.
Oh.
Oh, for sure. You got to get him and Nick Sirianni together.
Oh, that would be incredible.
Gobble those balls up.
Yeah. Number 58 can't make this football. We're always looking for players that love ball.
Balls go up underneath Reese's chin.
I'm excited.
That's all uncomfortable.
Me and you after the show.
I like the stimulation of it.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
We'll certainly examine all possibilities.
All right, what's next?
Hey, Marks, you Kapler-loving fool. If you want to spend an evening with Gabe, watch a movie together and share a box of popcorn with coconut oil as your hands commingle, go right ahead. That's you being you. For the rest of us with a brain and a working BS sensor wiring our brains, off, Gabe. Dave and Delco.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Well, Dave, I just couldn't.
Wow.
Like I just don't understand why someone has the people have such fury. There's certain people that have such fury for Gabe. And like, all right, I get it. You didn't like him. He got fired. He's no longer here. He got fired, right? So like ultimately he got fired.
Did he come back last year?
I don't.
Well, they haven't had a chance.
I know they haven't. I know they haven't, but like never
haven't had a chance yet.
Never ripped the fans. Was loyal to our Phillies organization, mm-hmm. right? Like, so he was loyal, never ripped the fans, wanted to win, actually cared, Dave and Delco. He cared about answering you. And guess what? If I was manager of the Phillies, I wouldn't give a damn about answering you. All right, what's next?
I was easy on Gabe. I didn't jump on the field and throat punch him when he took Nola out of game one. Gabe is a dope, and nothing you say will ever change my mind. Kirk from Roslyn.
Well, Kirk, he's 9-6 this year with the Giants. Not with an overly talented roster. We'll see where the Giants and the Phillies are at the end of the season. And then you'll probably hate them even more if the Giants are good. What's next?
Don't worry, Joe Giglio. Gabe Kapler may not be able to hear you cheering him on to victory tonight from the Tasty Cake Studios, but he knows emotional warriors always know. Scott from Delco.
An emotional warrior.
Yep. He'll know. He'll know in his heart as he came back to town tonight.
He knows he has one true supporter here for sure.
He does.
Emotional armor, physical armor.
What's next?
38-36. Despite a team with an over-under at least 6 games less each year and a rebuild versus $200 million payroll versus 36-39. Maybe Joe Girardi can start out managing post-Phillies Gabe Kapler tonight because he sure hasn't to this point.
Ooh.
Joe and New Hope.
Should have known.
I should have seen it coming.
Should have known.
Slap yourself in the face.
JD in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. JD, what's up?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, JD?
What's up, JD?
All right.
All right, so I have 2 points for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
One about Kapler, one about Klintak.
Yes.
With the Kapler point, you guys not remember this dude starting an incompetent known as Sean Rodriguez? Like, I feel like every game during the summer.
That's your first point on being negative on Gabe Kapler, is he started Sean Rodriguez in every game?
Not every game, but it seemed like almost most of the games in the summer, he started Sean Rodriguez.
No, he didn't. Stop.
Come on. Go back and look at it.
He started him every game?
Not every. The majority of the games in the summer 2019, Sean Rodriguez played.
He had 112 at-bats on the season.
You know why, though? Because Sean Rodriguez didn't object to the curveball machine either.
That, too.
Anyway, but he should be booed tonight, by the way, because he's a byproduct of the most wussified era in Phillies history. And with Klintak, people forget how many relief pitchers this guy passed on in free agency. Like, look how many good relief pitchers were out there. It's Shane Green, Zach Britton, and that's probably a reason why the bullpen was so bad last year. So I feel like people fail to point that out. Like, you know, like, you had so many good quality relief pitching that, you know.
So last year when Joe Girardi's the manager, it's Klintak's fault. But when Gabe Kapler's here, it's not Klintak's fault. It's Gabe Kapler's fault.
It's a collective effort when Kapler's here.
But not with Girardi.
Because, well, who made the team? Klintak made the
same person who made the team with Gabe Kapler here for 2 years. But that's collective. But Joe Girardi, it's not collective, right?
Because it's his first year here. It was his first year.
How about Gabe's first year?
Gabe's first year, it was the same thing.
Right, they did. Right, they didn't. They didn't win.
Who are you going to put in that game? Who are you going to put in every in the situation?
Yeah, I know. Listen,
was horrible.
You're right. The bullpen sucked last year. They lost 7-8. They lost 7-8 at the end of the season. I get it. Sean Rodriguez did not start every game. Like, you're coming out. Gabe Kapler deserves to be booed. He started Sean Rodriguez every game. Talking about, he didn't. He had 112 at bats that year. Sean Rodriguez. It was terrible. Anyway, tonight the Phillies are on the mound. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309, marks-jewelers.com. You have Chase Anderson going tonight, Ike. There, it's an even bet. It was going like -110 for the Giants. We'll just call it even. Who do you like tonight?
Oh, the Phillies.
Got the Phillies tonight?
Yes.
Kevin,
we're at home. We can't lose.
Kevin Gausman going. Is Gausman any good there, Jack?
He was great last year, and he's got some nasty. He throws hard enough to where the Phillies won't be able to hit him. So.
Oh, that's a loss tonight, dude.
Yeah, it's tonight,
still striking out at an alarming rate.
Well, and they have Nick Maton starting at second base, you know, or starting at shortstop.
Shortstop, yes.
Yeah. So.
Who does? We?
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah. The Phillies do.
Who is this?
Nick Maton. He's a prospect. Because Didi's not playing because he's got elbow problems.
Didi has elbow problems. Matt Moore's injured.
Right.
Alvarado is COVID list or?
COVID list, yes.
And I saw an alarming, I guess Matt Gelb had tweeted out that the Phillies have a ton of players and coaches that are on the COVID list.
Oh, awesome.
But they're still playing tonight. Because
none of these players are on that list.
No. Dombrowski says that they'll play tonight. He would not say how many, if any, of the 8 people in the COVID protocols tested positive. The Major League Baseball did not deem it an outbreak. So there you go. But yeah, Didi has needed a day. He's got an elbow injury on his right throwing elbow and some swelling. Awesome. Phillies are preparing Vince Velasquez to start Friday at Coors Field. Take the over. Like, take the over in that game. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, that's a safe bet.
Oh, man.
Safe bet. Phillies win 2 out of 3, man. That's what we do. We win 2 out of 3 at home.
Especially at home.
Yeah, what we do.
I hope so. All right, 23 years ago today, young Isaiah Reese was drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles put out a video, Philadelphia Eagles.
To celebrate.
And as we leave you today and we say Joe Giglio's coming up next, here it is.
Let's go ahead and leave it on the line. Don't leave this game with no regrets, man.
They've been trying to figure us out all year, man. The numbers ain't pretty. They cannot measure what's inside us, man. Let's get this thing next week.
They ain't going to give it to us, man. We got to take it.
There it is.
That's all they gave me?
Yeah, I thought you were getting a minute and a half or something.
Well, they're trying to find the ones that Ike did in Carson. So.
That's probably it. They got the clean versions.
They don't want to bleep it, so you only got 30 seconds. All right, go Phils. Everybody have a good night. Joe Giglio is coming up next with Leading Off. See ya.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.